Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Riverside, Iowa, live from Iowa City, Walden Place Theater presents A Bit of Humor.
Whatever time it is at your home, we hope you're having a good day and that we'll make your day a more enjoyable one as Bit of Humor Theater at Walden Place in Iowa City, Iowa makes its premier performance on radio. We enjoy performing humorous skits, as I'm sure we'll all agree. The world needs lots of laughter and love, too. No tweet, Twitter, no Instagram, no Google or Yahoo. We're on the radio to get laughs from you. Here's half. Three great gals.
Ellen?
Heidi,
Bobby,
and a terrific trio of men.
Logan,
Larry,
and Cameron.
And I'm Jackie Stolke, director and producer. For our first skit, Three Stages of Retirement, written by yours truly, stars Logan as narrator, Larry as the husband, and Ellen his wife.
Three Stages of Retirement. Act 1, Rapture. This is the first day of Jack's retirement, the day Jack and Sally Bond have looked forward to and planned for years. Jack enters the kitchen.
Good morning, sweetheart. What a beautiful day, and you look sexy as hell. Want to go back to bed?
Jack, stop that. Aren't you feeling foxy this morning, and it's only 7 o'clock?
That's me, Foxy. All I've got now is time to spend with you. We'll do all kinds of wonderful things together, won't we, darling? Say, that coffee smells great. How about a cup?
Oh, my, yes. And I squeezed some fresh orange juice and baked your favorite blueberry muffin.
You know, Sally, you're just too good to be true. I really don't know what I did to deserve you. Hey, you know what the first thing I'm going to do to help ease your household chores?
No, what, dearest?
I'm going to take my turn in the kitchen. I've always had a secret desire to cook and bake. And I've got Mother's secret recipe for homemade egg noodles. I'm going to whip up a batch.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear. I'll bet you turn out to be the second Emerald or Bobby. Play. Just let me know when you want to play chef, and I'll turn over my apron and spatula to you.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll take a look at the Gazette. I wonder if there's any good news.
I don't really care. I've got all the good news I need. You're finally retired, and we can enjoy our golden years together. I'm even going to take golf lessons so we can play in a couple's league. Won't that be fun?
Oh, yeah, my pet. Oh, that reminds me. Charlie wants me to join him and the guys for a foursome this afternoon. Hey, is there anything you want done before I leave, like vacuuming or take out the garbage?
Heavens no, love. This is the first day of your retirement. You go right ahead and have a wonderful time. I've got to get the house straightened up and run to the grocery store.
Well, I'm off, dear. Say, you guys want me to stay after our golf game for a little retirement celebration at the clubhouse. Hey, I promise I won't have more than 2 martinis, okay?
Of course, darling. I was having the kids over for supper, but I'll call and postpone them. I know how much you love the 6 grandkids, but they can come over just any time. You just run right along and enjoy your big day.
Oh, I will. Partying is such sweet sorrow. but we shall have each other tomorrow, tomorrow, and tomorrow.
Act 2, Routine. 2 weeks later, Jack enters the kitchen.
Good morning. Oh, maybe I should say this afternoon. Oh, good Lord, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Well, that's what retirement's all about, dear. What's on your agenda today?
Well, there's a golf tournament this afternoon, and I've got to be there in an hour. But by the way, Joe called and wants me to stop by the bowling alley. He wants me to join a league.
Does that mean you're going to be late again, dear?
Yeah, but I promise I'll quit drinking after 3 martinis this time. Okay?
I suppose so. Are you going to be home tomorrow? I've got a couple of honey-do things for you.
Oh, sure. I'll do them first thing. I'm joining the guys down at the senior center at poker, but that's at 4 o'clock.
My, but you're getting to be a regular social butterfly. I do hope we can take in a movie one of these days if you have the time. The theater has free popcorn on Thursdays.
That's nice. I better have a quick cup of coffee. Is there anything to go with it?
Yeah, that coffee cake you tried baking last week. It's a shame you forgot the baking powder and the eggs.
Yeah, oh well. We learned by our mistakes. I'm still going to make Mother's noodles.
I'd like to know when you're going to find the time. You've been gone every day enjoying your retirement.
Yeah, isn't it great? Golf, bowling, poker, staying out late. And one of the guys even asked me to join a bit of humor group.
Yes, it's great, I suppose. But don't you think you should slow down and spend a little bit more time here at home?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, there's plenty of time for us to do things together. I can't be letting my buddies down now, can I?
Good heavens, no. Go on. I've got laundry to do after I mow the yard.
Okay. And hey, if you hear anything in the kitchen tonight, it'll be me. I might whip up those noodles when I get home. Bye now. I'm off.
You can say that again.
Act 3, The Walson. 1 week later, Jack enters the kitchen.
Morning. Where's my coffee? Hey, I'm still waiting for you to make me those eggs Benedict you promised me 3 weeks ago.
And that's not the half of it. You're going to wait a lot longer. I'll make them when you get this honey-do list. You promised me you'd finish.
I'll get the phone. I'll get it. Yeah, Sam? Well, really? You say the guys got thrown out of the clubhouse? You want to come over here to play cards? Wait a minute. No, not today. I got to do some chores for the old lady. I mean, Sally. Says I need to do. Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah, it's a real bummer. Hey, but I'll be back in tomorrow. Maybe the day after. Well, Sam, suppose I just call you. Well, what's first?
The kitchen. I'm still scraping dough off the walls and egg yolks off the floor from when you tried making those damn noodles. I don't know what you did, but you could have used them for tire retreads, or I could have wrapped them around your neck and strangled you, which I might just still do. But not until after you've taken the scrub brush to the walls and the floors. And from now on, you leave this kitchen as clean as you found it.
Jeez, I didn't realize you'd get upset so easily. I'll just stay out of the kitchen.
Oh, no, you don't. You need more practice. You're fixing dinner one night every week.
Hey, minute.
And I don't know what you did to some of those other appliances, but if you don't get them fixed, we're going to start eating all of our meals out, and it won't be at McDonald's either. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay. I've just started. There's the broken light switch in the bathroom, the loose bathroom tile, the leaky faucets, and I've mowed the yard for the very last time. The weed eater is broken too, so either fix it or get a new one. The Joneses keep their lawn so well-groomed, ours looks like we live in the slums, and the broken shutter and caved-in front step don't add to the attraction of the house either.
All right, quit your nagging. Hey, why are you all dressed up? Where do you think you're going?
Well, dearest, I have joined the Walden's Wildlife Women's Club, and I'm off to their luncheon. I might be gone for several hours. We're finalizing plans for our international convention in Cancun.
Cancun? Who is going to Cancun?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget to mention that I'm going to Cancun with the Walden's Wild Women's Club?
What? But...
if I'm not home by 6, there are cold cuts and baked beans in the fridge. That's another thing. Something's wrong with the fridge, too. It doesn't keep things cold anymore. Ta-ta!
Wow. And I was looking forward so much to my retirement and enjoying our time together. Well, I wonder what the guys are still at the senior house and the clubhouse playing pool. I'll go down and check.
Oh, dear. It just told you that we perform humorous skits. Oh, but Ellen has a serious problem that she's going to try to share with you. Ellen?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have prepared a humorous reading for today's program, but I just received the most disturbing letter from Walmart that has left me quite upset. However, this show must go on. I'm reading this letter before I give my presentation, so if I break into tears, you'll be kind and understanding. Dear Mrs. Charlton, over the past 6 months, your husband has caused quite a commotion in our store. We cannot tolerate this behavior. I regret having to ban both of you from our Iowa City and other Walmart stores in the state. Our complaints against your husband are listed below and are documented by our video surveillance cameras. The first one took 24 boxes of condoms and randomly put them in other people's carts when they weren't looking. 2, set all of the alarm clocks in housewares to go off at 5-minute intervals. 3, made a trail of water on the floor leading to the women's bathroom. 4, went to the service desk and tried to put a bag of M&Ms on layaway. 5, moved a caution wet floor sign to a carpeted area. 6, sent a tent in the camping department and told the children shoppers he'd invite them in if they would bring pillows and blankets from the bedding department, which 20 kids obliged. 7, when a clerk asked if he could help him, he began crying and screaming, "Why can't you people just leave me alone?" EMTs were called. Looked right into the security cameras and used it as a mirror while he picked his nose. Darted around the store suspiciously while loudly humming the Mission Impossible theme. The EMTs were called again. Hid in a clothing rack, and when people browsed through, he jumped up and yelled, Pick me! When an announcement came over the speaker system, he assumed a fetal position and screamed, "Oh no, it's it's those voices again. The EMTs refused to return this time. And last but not least, went into a fitting room, shut the door, waited a while, then yelled loudly, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in here." One of the clerks passed out. So, folks, I have a list of things that I need to shop for at Walmart. So could I please call on anyone to shop for me?
Somebody, Ellen. I'm sure there'll be somebody.
Pick me up some toilet paper.
Never mind.
And now Bobby has some words of wisdom for this husband and wife, played by Cameron and Heidi.
Listen, they say it's a man's world. Well, only if you listen up, men, beware of what you say or don't say. Number one,
fine.
This is the word women use to end an argument when they are right and you need to shut up.
Number two,
nothing.
This is the calm before the storm. This means something and you should be on toes. Arguments that begin with nothing usually end in fine. Remember this one for future reference.
Number three,
go ahead.
This is a dare, not permission. Don't do it.
Number four.
This is actually a word, but it is a nonverbal statement often misunderstood by men. A loud sigh means she thinks you are an idiot and wonders why she is wasting her time standing here and arguing with you about nothing. Refer to number two for the meaning of nothing.
Number five.
That's okay.
This is one of the most dangerous statements a woman can make to a man. That's okay means she wants to think long and hard before deciding how and when you will pay for your mistake.
Number six.
Thanks.
A woman is thanking you. Do not question or faint. Just say, you're welcome.
Number seven.
Whatever.
Is a woman's way of saying she's thoroughly ticked off at you. Whatever is usually followed by a loud sigh. So just keep your mouth shut.
Great. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Another dangerous statement, meaning this is something that a woman has told a man to do several times, but is now doing it herself. This will later result in a man asking, what's wrong? For the woman's response, refer to number two.
In other words, does that sound familiar? Did this get hit home?
Oh, and Heidi isn't even married, and she sounds just like I used to. Okay. Next, the terrific trio, Logan, Larry, Cameron, with me in the female role, present Just the Facts, Ma'am.
We all watched Dragnet, which first premiered in 1952. We loved the downbeat monotone voice of Jack Webb as he played Sergeant Joe Friday. While the skit is not based on any of the Dragnet shows, we thought it would be fun to do it the bit of humor way. The action takes place in the front yard of the Griswold residence, a senior citizen community. One of the residents, Wendy Wednesday, is outside with her boyfriend, Sam Sunday. Wendy is taking care of her own little garden plot when two men in an unmarked police car stop their car and walk over.
This is a city. My partner and I are working the day shift out of the Suspicious Circumstances Unit. The time is 8:47 a.m. Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. Here's my badge. My name is Sergeant Mel Monday. This is my partner, Thomas Tuesday.
Morning, ma'am. Morning, sir.
Morning, man. I'm Wendy Wednesday.
Morning, Sergeant Mundy. Wendy's wonderful boyfriend here, Sam Sunday. How may we help?
There's been a rash of robberies in this nice neighborhood. Have you seen any suspicious suspects skulking around?
Sorry, I can't say I've seen any. What kind of robberies?
Mostly shakedowns and shenanigans.
Yes, total tomfoolery.
Goodness, any guesses?
Well, we would suspect a tramp or a tipsy trifler.
Ooh, about these robberies, have houses been targeted?
Two brazen break-ins.
When?
Twice, at twilight.
What gall? How did the guys get in?
By trespass and trickery.
How terribly traumatic and troublesome.
Sam, have you seen something?
No, I have optic infection. I'm virtually visionless.
And you, ma'am, have you witnessed any wiry wiseacres intruding on the innocent and innocuous?
Well, a moment ago, as I was weeding the wisteria, a handsome hunk hunkered towards me. I always weed on Wednesdays, especially windy ones. That's my name, you know, Wendy Wednesday.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Okay. This is a miserable, muggy morning. The air hangs heavy. I came out to breathe better. Then this handsome hunk meandered my way.
Can you describe him?
Oh, yes. He had a flat face with a protruding proboscis and a big black bowler on his hairy head.
Yes, go on.
Said he was the meter man.
Okay, okay. A meter man. The perfect ploy. And then what happened?
Well, I asked, but he carried no credentials and produced no proof.
So, did you send him sailing?
No, I let him linger. Then I let him in my lounging room.
Wendy, you're sexy, silly, however simpleton. That robber could rip off our residence.
Oh, I'm not so dumb. I've heard about the Highness heist.
But you allowed him access anyway. That's awful, awfully awful.
Did you watch which way he went?
Well, since I suspected he was a rascal running a racket, I figured you folks would try to find the foul fella. So I dumped my digger on the doorstep and my clippers in my catch-all and my trimmer on the trellis.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Okay. I let him in and pointed him down the stairs. Then I locked the louse in the laundry.
The louse is in the laundry?
Yes, I locked the latch.
You left him lingering locked in the laundry.
I sure did. I was going to call the cops after I weeded my wisteria.
Wendy, my wonderful wife-to-be, you're a hero.
Oh.
The time is 9:02 a.m. I'll take that key now and handcuff the hooligan.
On July 12th in district court, the resident rifler was sentenced to 6 months in the city slammer. Wendy Wednesday was given a mention of merit for making dandy decisions.
In closing our program, I'd like to share with you what's an uplifting, heartwarming happening I experienced the other day. It's really quite heartwarming. The other day, I went to the local religious bookstore where I saw a Honk If You Love Jesus bumper sticker. I bought it and put it on the back bumper of my car, and I'm really glad I did. What an uplifting experience followed. I was stopped at the light of a busy intersection, just lost in thought about the Lord, and I didn't notice that the light had changed. That bumper sticker really worked. I found lots of people who love Jesus. Why, the guy behind me started to honk like crazy. He must really love the Lord, because pretty soon he leaned out his window and yelled, "Jesus Christ," as loud as he could. It was like a football game with him shouting, "Go, Jesus Christ, go." Everyone else started honking too, so I leaned out my window and waved and smiled to all those loving people. There must have been a guy from California back there, because I could hear him yelling something about a sunny beach. And I saw him waving in a funny way with only little fingers stuck up in the air. I had recently asked my two kids what that meant. Well, they kind of squirmed, and they told me that it was a Hawaiian good luck sign. So I leaned out the window and gave him the good luck sign back. A couple of people were so caught up in the joy of the moment that they got out of their cars and were walking towards me. I bet they wanted to pray. But then, I noticed that the light had changed, and I stepped on the gas. It's a good thing I did, because I was the only car to get across the intersection. I looked back at them standing there. I leaned out the window, gave them a big smile, and I held up the Hawaiian good luck sign as I drove away. Praise the Lord for such wonderful folks. And I thought it was appropriate to end our program with the last words of this skit. Praise the Lord for you wonderful folks. Thank you.
Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.